across Newcastle. You're waking up with Megan Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos.
Tell you what, Crevo, waking up to a different world this morning. Oh my goodness, in case you missed it, Queen Elizabeth II has passed away. Age 96, 70 years on the throne. Incredible stuff from her. A lot of people very, very just shell-shocked this morning.
Yeah, a lot of emotions flying about because it's one of those things where something, you know, has been there for a long time.
She's been a constant in, like, most people's lives for as long as they can remember.
Yeah, and as a result of that, people feel a little bit uneasy or not sure what to do. Today might be feel like a bit of a weird day for a lot of people.
A little bit, yeah.
But that happens through the process of time and history, and you know, you think, how is that even possible? You might be feeling like that, but there's all the way through your life, you'll find at certain points there are days when things that sort of rock your world happen. And you deal with it.
This will be one of those situations where were you?
That's
when you
heard. That's right.
Like, I was sitting in bed. I'd woken up a little bit earlier than normal, which was a bit strange for me. And I was going through my phone and I saw that she was unwell. I didn't know about this yesterday when I went to bed.
No.
And then the next thing I read was she passed away.
Yeah.
And I've gone, okay, well, that was in a matter of 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was just, wow.
For a lot of people, world will be a little bit uneasy and upturned today.
It was interesting to see Buckingham Palace, though, a couple of rainbows over Buckingham Palace already, and people are like, well, that's a sign that she's obviously at peace now.
Yeah.
She wasn't well.
No. And I don't think she's been particularly well for a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's, I guess there'd be comfort in that she passed away peacefully for a lot of people in
and
that family.
Much love for her family at the moment as well.
My gosh.
People who are going through it, especially people in the UK, it will hit them a lot harder than I think.
No doubt.
It will hit us, but I think UK is a little bit different. They're very protective of the royal family, and this will be a very sad day for everybody over there, for sure.
For so many people.
Yeah.
For so many people.
How are you feeling, Jess?
Oh, yeah, surprised. I mean, we know the Queen's been unwell and this day was always going to come eventually, but it's always a bit of a walk into the newsroom and go, oh,
this has happened.
Crap. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got a real busy day today.
Yeah. We'll do a first five catch up with Jess.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
Now we know just what this is probably going to be about, so...
Yes.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
So, if you haven't heard yet today, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II has passed away. She died peacefully at Balmoral, 96 years of age. We know that she has been unwell the past few months. She hasn't been able to attend a lot of things. 2 days ago, the last thing that she did as part of her job as the Queen was to officially put the new UK Prime Minister Liz Truss into her role. Liz went out to Balmoral to see the Queen, to do all of the formal side of things. So really sad news this morning. There are statements coming in from here, there and everywhere. The Australian PM has put out a statement. He sent his thoughts to the royal family and said today marks the end of an era, the close of the second Elizabethan age. Australian hearts go out to the people of the United Kingdom who mourn today, knowing they will feel they have lost part of what makes their nation whole. We're seeing footage come in from the Buckingham Palace. The flags are flying at half mast. There are crowds swarming around the gates over there. And, I mean, there are plenty of locals who are going to feel this too. There would be plenty of people who would have been lucky enough to see the Queen when she came to Newcastle. She visited in 1954, just 2 years after she ascended the throne. She visited a number of times. The last time was in 1988. She officially opened Queen's Wharf in Newcastle. So that was the last time her here, but she was in New South Wales about a dozen times. So
what you were saying before, though, 2 days ago swearing in the new Prime Minister, that even in her situation where she was very unwell 2 days before her passing, she's still working.
She's always working,
like,
you know.
A 96-year-old still doing that to this very day. You can never put a dampener on her ethics.
Yeah.
So dedicated.
That's right. Somebody who took their job very, and it is a job.
It is a job. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, sure, she had some perks along the way.
Oh, right. But,
there's no doubt about that. But she also worked her entire life.
Mm.
Like, right
70
up.
70 years.
70 years.
Most people get 50.
Of full-time work. And there's not really, you don't really get a day off in that job, actually.
No.
Because even on the weekend, there's something going on.
Exactly.
There's a ribbon to cut, a place to be.
But even in that aspect, breaking news, for example, like where people do pass.
Mm.
She's always, you know, sending condolences and things like that. She's never off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she said from day dot that she would always serve her country, the Commonwealth, every day of her life. And she did exactly that.
Exactly. Well, as you can see, up to 2 days before she passed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an incredible life she lived. And of course, we'll, you know, this, we'll still do a show today.
Yeah, of course.
But we're going to be chatting about it fairly heavily.
This is, it's a big moment for the world, really.
It is.
Megan Crevo.
Now, if you are just jumping into your car right now, the news has dropped that Queen Elizabeth II has unfortunately passed away, aged 96, after 70 years on the throne. Now, I know Twitter at the moment is going into pretty much meltdown with celebrities paying their respects, sharing their memories of the Queen. Mick Jagger has apparently come online.
Yeah, so, of course, whenever the call went out, I think at a couple of the Jubilees, the Rolling Stones went and played right in front of the Buckingham Palace there at one point. So they were really connected. And he said, "Today is a very sad day, not just for our country, for the entire world. I'm deeply saddened by Her Majesty the Queen. She'll be remembered for her loyalty."
Yeah.
Etc., etc.
Yeah.
I mean, just absolutely devastating, obviously, through his whole life.
Oh, absolutely. She would have been supporting him. I know Elton John, I knew for a fact he would be one of the first ones to come out and pay his respects. Obviously, how Princess Diana affected him back in, I think, what was it, 1996?
Yeah.
When she passed away, obviously, writing Candle in the Wind. The one that's just got me, though, reading it. The official Twitter account of Paddington Bear. Oh. Now, we know that the Queen was actually recently in the Paddington Bear movie, eating a biscuit, I think it
was. That's right.
And all he's just said is, "Thank you, ma'am, for everything."
And I think that's
really sweet for them to do that.
And doesn't it sum up, I think, for a lot of people, the feelings of the whole situation?
Yeah.
Really?
Because it's not like this is just affecting, you know, the people, like, when you think of like a musician or an actor or an actress, things like that, it's, you know, the fans are the ones who are obviously affected by this, as well as their family and friends. But when it's the Queen who's been in our lives for 70 years, I don't know my life without the Queen.
That's right. And you wonder, what's it going to be like now?
Yeah, especially with Prince Charles obviously becoming King Charles III.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be happening with Camilla?
Yeah.
It's all going to come out in the next, I would say, couple of hours, because let's be real, they've had these processes and plans in place for years.
Yeah.
Just in case.
That's right. There's all those logistical questions.
Yeah.
And then there's just sort of a general feeling question.
Mm.
How are things going to feel going forward?
And that's the thing. We don't know, really, because we've never had a world without her, really.
That's
most
right.
of us.
On Newcastle's 105.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help to know those. Local as. New FM.
Well, now we know it's going to be a very hectic day, Crevo.
Yeah, there's a bit of that.
With the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. We're still going to have a bit of fun, a bit of a show.
That's right.
We want to perk your Friday up a little bit.
We're not doing all
doom
the
and
doom
gloom.
And gloom. That's
No. So on the other side of this, there was a standoff that happened in, go figure, the UK a couple of days ago. And they tried to end it in the most, I would say, bogan way I've heard of in a while. 25 hours this standoff had been on for, and the police have rocked up with a bit of Maccas to try and end the standoff.
Like, come on. We know that you're a crooked crook and you've been causing a whole lot of hectic problems.
Yeah.
How about something to eat?
Are you hangry, mate? Is that the problem? Get into this story on the other side of these.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Okay, we are going to Staffordshire in the UK at the moment because a bit of a standoff between police and this guy. He was, the thing is, he was holding a crossbow out the window of an Airbnb for 25 hours.
Wouldn't your arm get sore?
Right, and the thing is, they had to evacuate everyone in the nearby area so they could do the standoff thing, and people were either evacuated or they were barricaded inside their homes. Oh, they couldn't leave.
Because a whole bunch of... Just put the crossbow down,
just
mate.
Just put it down, mate. Calm down. It's not that bad. Anyway, so the police have obviously got negotiators there trying to get him out of this building.
Of course.
Now, the residents around here were saying the police were quite nice. They brought medication for an elderly lady because obviously she couldn't leave her home because she was barricaded in. And then they've seen a police officer rock up with the cafe.
Oh,
the cafe cup and a Macca's bag. As if to try and coax old mate out with a Macca's feed.
Now, I know you've been holding that crossbow for 25 hours now.
What if you put it down...
We'll give you... What do you think's in the bag, Meg? Okay, fun quiz.
Look, it is the UK, so I'm going to guess a fillet of fish. I don't know why a fillet of fish comes to mind.
It's Friday. What else are you going to eat?
Exactly.
You're saying fillet of fish. I would say... Because if you put yourself in the shoes of the police officer who has to go to Macca's to make the order, I would pick the most common order.
Yeah.
Which have to be a Big Mac meal, wouldn't it?
Either Big Mac or nuggets or quarter pounder.
Quarter pounder meal, maybe.
But the thing is, with a Big Mac, you do need to hold that with two hands.
That's the thing. You have to put your crossbow down.
Old mate's going to have to put his crossbow down. Luckily, there was no one harmed in this.
Of course.
He was apparently yelling threats out the window and all that kind of stuff. So obviously, there was something going on there. But I can't believe... The cops have showed up with Macca's to try and coax him out. Now, the police commissioner has come out and said, no, we weren't trying to bribe him.
That's not a bribe. That's just a friendly request.
Yeah, and, you know, they were taking care of him. Like, he was obviously hungry. He hadn't eaten in 25 hours. It doesn't say whether they actually got... Oh, there are no reported injuries, which was great.
That means it's over. When it says that, that means it's all over. And they've gotten him out safely. He's put his crossbow down.
Yeah.
And all thanks to some carbs and fat.
Yeah.
Let's face it, at the end of the day, that's what the human body seeks and craves.
Exactly. Everyone loves a bit of Macca's on a Friday.
I know.
I nearly stopped in and got a hot chocolate this morning. So good. Close. Hot chocolate and a hash brown for me for a Friday morning. Hey, on the other side of this, Crevo, we are obviously going to be covering Queen Elizabeth II's passing.
That's right.
Throughout the day. A lot of celebrities have come out sharing their experiences and their condolences and things like that. A lot of obviously big name celebrities have come out, so we're going to get into some of those.
Yeah, some of the tributes and thoughts and feelings that really reflect the community on a day like this.
And how everyone's really feeling.
Mm. Megan Crevo. The Novos.
And, God, it's a sad day, of course. And so many celebrities talking about the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. And so many of them, I guess, just reflecting the mood of the community and how people are feeling. And I always think it's a great way to talk about things because these people we look to as, you know, spokespeople or reflections of our thoughts. And we'll start with Barack Obama, who has come out with his statement and said, "Like so many of you, Michelle and I are grateful to have witnessed Her Majesty's dedicated leadership." And boy, just a side note here, he's a bloke that knows about leadership.
That's true.
And being dedicated to his job.
Yeah.
"And we are awed by her legacy of tireless, dignified public service." And I think that's a good point
isn't it?
That's
a good way to put it.
It's just, that's all she did,
yeah.
You know, is continue on that path right up until she passed away.
Literally 2 days ago she was working.
Yep, and he goes on to say, "Our thoughts are with her family and the people of the United Kingdom at this difficult time."
Yeah, Elton John, of course, has come out. He was one of the first ones to say something. "Along with the rest of the nation, I am deeply saddened to hear the news of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth's passing. She was an inspiring presence to be around and led the country through some of our greatest and darkest moments with grace, decency and genuine caring warmth. Queen Elizabeth has been a huge part of my life from childhood to this day, and I will miss her dearly."
Yeah.
You know, he was always at royal events. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things that if a royal event was happening,
He'd go
Elton
along.
Elton John was getting an invite.
That's
so.
Right. And I think as well, like, if you see all the scenes of what's happening in front of Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, it's actually, it's mayhem there at the moment.
It's people with coffees standing there singing God Save the Queen.
Yep.
Just because they want to remember this moment.
Exactly. They just want to be there as well. It's one of the biggest moments in history.
It is.
It is.
We're experiencing it today.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
Obviously, yes, a very big day, the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. Tyler, where were you? Like, what were you doing when you found out this morning?
I was in bed. I was notified by Jess. Jess
oh, really?
Sends us our group message every morning saying the 5 a.m. news.
Yeah.
I don't know how I missed it last night. I was out for dinner.
Oh, no. It didn't happen till like 3 o'clock this morning.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I saw that it was like 6:30 p.m. last night that it had
their
happened.
Time.
So, yeah, I don't know. I was like, oh my God, how did I miss this?
But No.
No, I woke up to it as well.
Well, last thing, I woke up at about 3:30 and I was telling Crevo that I woke up a little bit earlier than normal and I don't know why. And I saw the post saying, look, she's under medical care.
Yeah.
And then literally 2 minutes later, the notification came through saying she's passed away. I'm like, wow, that was very quick for me, like at 3:30 in the morning.
Sad day for a lot of people. I know a lot of the older women in my family will be having a rough day today.
Oh, I know. It tends to be a thing. I still remember the day Princess Diana died.
Yes.
And a friend of mine, one of my best friends in primary school, she came to school and she was just, she was a mess because her mum couldn't get her ready for school that day.
Aww.
Because she goes, my mum has been crying all morning.
I was like that when Heath Ledger died. Mum let me have the day off school. Oh my God, I was a wreck.
Oh gosh.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, well,
I was
going
to say, this is someone who's been on the throne for 70 years, not the Knight's Tale guy. On the other side of this, though, we're still going to have some fun today. We're going to play 5 in 10, Crevo.
Yeah, that's it. So, of course, you know, the show will continue.
Yeah.
And it's all, there's going to be some light spots through
exactly.
Through what's
there's
going
to be some developments and all that kind of stuff. So we'll keep you updated throughout the day.
13:10:09, if you want to do a bit of a quiz thing, take your mind off things,
yes,
perhaps.
A bit of fun, a bit of life for a Friday.
Win yourself a $50 petrol voucher.
Oh, how good.
Free fuel, 13:10:09. All you have to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds.
Easy.
From the category we give you.
Yeah.
13:10:09 if you'd like to win some free petrol.
Easy done. We'll take a couple of callers.
The Novos. Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
That's right. Very simple. All you have to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds from the topic category we give you.
Yes.
If you get it all done and we're satisfied that they are all right,
yeah,
then you win $50 worth of free petrol.
Easy done. Let's spin the wheel to get today's category. All right, what have we landed on?
It is toys and games.
Beautiful. So let's go to the phones. Nicole is in Wall's End. Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
Hey, you feeling confident for a Friday?
Well, I hope so.
I hope so. All right, Crevo, what is Nicole's first topic?
The first one is schoolyard games.
Okay, so we need 5 schoolyard games in 10 seconds. Your time starts now.
Netball, soccer, football, tennis, monkey bars.
We'll do it.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Monkey bars.
Monkey bar races were definitely a thing at my school.
We'll let that one through.
Look at it, Nicole. Got yourself $50 worth of free fuel. Well done. That's
You got through on just through the skin of your teeth,
yes,
but we're letting it through.
Yeah, well, I remember they're all games.
Yeah, I think so.
Schoolyard games, so. Well done. Hey, on the other side of this, we were talking the other day about a guy's Sexy Time playlist.
That's right.
That featured that Seabat song.
Yeah.
Which was actually ridiculous. Guess what? He's released the full playlist. We're going to give you some more of the songs on the playlist because it was actually incredible.
That he actually played that while doing the business.
While doing the business and caused his girlfriend to break up with him in the process. Our details on the other side of this.
Sexy and I know it.
Now, the playlist got released for this guy. He, the other day, basically revealed that this song was on his Sexy Time playlist. Let's play Seabat.
Hey,
and the memes, the trolling come out in full force. It's just been ridiculous. But other songs on this guy's Sexy Time playlist have been released. Creva, are you ready for some of these bangers?
Yeah, because you've held them back.
I have.
But the look of shock on your face has been real, and I can't wait to hear them.
They're not on my Sexy Time playlist, let me tell you.
Before you hit play, this is what you have to imagine. People are getting down and dirty to this.
People are getting down and dirty to this. Axel F, Crazy Frog version. Oh. Nobody is having sexy times to this under any circumstances apart from this guy.
You're not finding this sexy, mate?
No. And then he goes into this. Sort of get.
Oh, no. It's too cringy.
No,
it's like,
I could understand this after a rave, maybe.
Okay. So Meg,
Harlem Shake.
Write that one down.
Now, the next one is one I can actually get behind. Skrillex.
You're into this in the bedroom, Meg?
Yes, but there is a reason behind it. Skrillex used to be in a band called From First to Last. His name's Sonny Moore. Metal screamo band. When he came into this, I fell in love with this style of music because it was him.
Really?
So that's my reasoning.
So it's not the actual music, it's more the bloke.
I fell in love with that too, but I fell in love with the music because of the bloke. But this one, Crevo, to round things out, I think you might get behind.
No,
this guy must be a raver from way back.
I think so. Look, I do love this song.
You're not doing the deed to it?
No. Not with the thousand, thread count sheet and all that. It's not my vibe.
Let's just go back to the original, though.
No. None of it.
This guy has such a weird, obsession with just strange music in the bedroom.
He definitely does. I'm more of a soft lighting, good soft furnishings, and just a quiet kind of vibe.
I like darkness with a little bit of light and some heavy metal.
That's more different styles for different people.
Absolutely.
Is what we're learning this morning.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Oh, Meg, this story out just this morning, a different one from what we're talking about, different. This guy in Japan, right, his job is basically to do nothing. So clients ring him up and they go, I need you to just hang around for a couple of hours.
Okay.
He gets about $100 or $150 each time, depending on how long he's there.
Okay.
And his job is basically just to hang around. He calls himself a rental guy, and all he does is a few different things. There was one guy who wanted him to wave when he left on a train, so he felt like someone was sending him off. Well, let's focus.
Oh, that's actually a bit sad for the guy who's hired him.
I guess, but let's focus on the guy who's found out a way to do nothing for money. Another time, somebody wanted to just play on the swings at a park.
Nice.
Just wanted someone to do the pushing bit.
Okay.
Other times, he just has to hang out and hang around.
I wanted to start, real talk.
Yeah.
I wanted to start a business like this, like Uber, right?
Yeah.
But just for people, for obviously before COVID hit and people were at home, I wanted to start a business where you could hire, like me, for example, if you've got tradies coming or you've got packages coming that you don't want to have to go to the post office for, you could hire me to be at your house.
Just hang around.
And I was going to call it someone's home or something like that. And I could have optional extras in there that I could do your dishes for you
while you're there.
While I was there.
That's
a business
idea
that I wanted to get off the ground, but I never did. This guy is hustling and I love it.
So every time he makes a minimum of $100.
What a legend.
And he's done 4,000 sessions he's booked.
No.
Yeah, so
he's making bank.
Real money off this.
Yeah, right.
Just for doing absolutely nothing.
All right.
This is what I wanted to do here this morning. 13:10:09, have you had a really easy job? Maybe you don't have it now.
A bit bludge-worthy.
Maybe in the past, security's a good one.
Yeah, you felt bad for taking a paycheck because it was so easy.
Like the overnight security where you just sit, you drink coffee, watch a monitor, Done.
Done.
13 10 09. Have you had a really easy job? Best caller on air today, $75 voucher for Lone Star Rib and Brews.
Imagine that for the weekend.
Oh, yes, please.
How good. We'll take your calls on the other side of 21 Pilots, Stressed Out. Have you had a ridiculously easy job? 13 10 09. You ain't gotta go away.
That's right. We're talking the easy jobs you've had in life after this guy basically has figured out how to get paid to do nothing.
Mm.
So he sort of rents himself out, if you will. But all he does is just sort of accompany people to places.
Yeah.
Like I said, he waved someone goodbye.
Playing the friend card.
Sort of.
But for payment.
For payment. Like a hundred yeah. and a minimum.
150 bucks.
Yeah, basically his minimum fee.
How good.
And he's done 4,000 sessions.
He's a hustler. I love it. We're asking the question, your easiest jobs on 13 10 09. Joe is in Cessnock. Hey, Joe.
Good morning.
Hey, what was the easiest job you've ever had?
I was recently in traffic control and during the flood, there was one night there I got paid to sit in a puddle in my truck and watch Grey's Anatomy for 14 hours.
Wow. And a 14-hour shift, there'd be a little bit of overtime in that, would there, Joe?
Just a little bit.
And I was going to say, traffic controlling doesn't pay poorly either, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, you lucky bugger. How good is that? Well done to you, Joe.
Joe's right off to Bali after this with all the money that she's made.
All that puddle money she made.
Puddle money.
Brendan's gone. We are going to go to Neil in Maitland. Hey, Neil.
Hey.
Doing good. Well, what's the easiest job you've ever had?
I done coal sampling at the coal loader just on a Friday and Saturday night, just casual, because they couldn't get no one to work on the Friday and Saturday nights. And, all I had to do was wave a little bucket underneath a chute every 100,000 ton and put in a plastic bag and then sit back down on a banana chair and wait for the next 100,000 ton to go into the...
Are you joking? This is so crazy!
Nah, and then just the hardest part was actually putting it in the lift and then taking that down and putting it in the back of the ute.
Oh, that's such an effort.
Oh, God. Jeez, they're really pushing the boat out there with the difficulty.
Oh, my God. You know what? They've sussed it out. People have sussed it out how to make easy money.
There are cruisy jobs out there.
For sure.
That's the lesson to be learned here.
Hey, on the other side of this, we are obviously today, we are mourning the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. It all went down about 3 o'clock this morning. And she visited the Hunter a couple of times. Most recently, for the opening of Queen's Wharf.
That's right, in the 80s.
Funnily enough.
Yeah.
We're going to get Jessie in to have a chat about that as well because she's, you know, this unmovable force in the world. She's gone, unfortunately, now, and we just want to, you know,
reflect
and show our respect for her and the countries that she's led
over
the last 70 years. We'll get Jess from the newsroom in next.
Megan Crevo.
Now, obviously, the news that is dominating every newsroom right across the world, Queen Elizabeth II has unfortunately passed away. And we've got Jess from the newsroom in basically to give us a rundown of all the stuff she's done, like especially in the Hunter, over her 70-year reign.
Yeah,
so... Oh, hang on.
There we go. So over the 70 years that she reigned, she visited the state of New South Wales 12 times, dropped into Newcastle on 4 occasions. The first time was in 1954, just 2 years after she took the throne.
So young.
And then the last time she was here was in 1988. This was the bicentennial. Was also the year that she officially opened Queen's Wharf.
Yeah, it's so funny. I think of it now and I'm like, it makes sense.
It does make sense.
Like, I thought, maybe they just named it after her, but she opened it. Like, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's so cool. And she spent, you know, a whole day here in Newcastle meeting locals. Prince Philip came with her as well, and he was known to be a bit of a talker, so there's probably plenty of locals out there who had a chat to him on the streets.
Exactly.
Who would have found out about what he was really like.
Yeah, exactly. I think he probably would have been quite the character.
Oh, no doubt.
But the one of the former Lord Mayors of Newcastle, John McNaughton, he was the guy who was Lord Mayor at the time in 1988. He was lucky enough to spend the whole day with the Queen Prince Philip, opening Queen's Wharf, going to Customs House, going back to council chambers, all of that sort of thing. And he was talking this morning about this one memory that he has of the Queen. He took her in to see the portrait that they have in council chambers of the Queen.
Okay.
And it
it's you.
Yeah, exactly. It was obviously quite a young version of the Queen from when she was quite young. He said, oh, you know, maybe we should update these. And she said, oh, no. We like it how it is. But apparently she arranged with the Governor General to have an updated photo of herself, which was taken at Yarralumla, to be taken to council chambers. She signed it herself with Prince Philip, which was really sweet, and did that because John was like, oh, you need some new ones.
Remember the interaction too, like she meets so many people every day of her life.
Exactly.
And to have that memory as well, that's really special.
And I like the idea that she went, no, let's leave the portraits as they are. It's like around here, I don't want any new promo shots because mine are from like a little while ago and I look better.
See, you're the opposite because I've lost the weight now. I want new promo shots.
Yeah, and I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it is.
But I like the idea that, you know, it's still got that human side.
Yeah, that's the thing. She's always had that cheeky sense of humour, I think.
Yeah.
That a lot of people, I guess, didn't really get to see because she had to be so formal all the time in her position. But the people who knew her best, I think, could shine a light on what she was like behind Buckingham Palace.
She always seemed so relaxed, even though she was always on. She was just so relaxed.
As we said, up until 2 days ago, she was on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's
doing
crazy.
Work,
exactly.
Doing her thing, serving her community, really. Yeah. This is what it was about. And a great lesson in that.
Definitely.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Hard work.
Yeah, hard dedication. Work and also just helping people around you, I think, is very rewarding.
For sure.
If you can do that.
We'll keep on this throughout the day as well because it's big news and big story and it's affecting a lot of people. I know a lot of people right now are just waking up to the news as well. So we've known, obviously, for 4+ hours, other people literally just waking up to the news. So in case you have missed it, Queen Elizabeth II has unfortunately passed away.
The local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number, Queen.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an
moment.
Experience, right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Oh, Meg, of course, the biggest news of the day, perhaps of the decade.
Easy of the decade.
The Queen has passed away and a lot of people feeling a lot of things today.
Yeah, a lot of people only just finding out as well.
That's right.
Which is,
it's very sad. And I just thought what we could do here is open up the phones. 13 10 09, how are you feeling about it, the whole thing this morning?
Yeah.
Because I think for a lot of people, there's a bit of a sense of trepidation and because it's someone who's been there their whole life.
A staple, really, of their life.
Yeah, and as is mentioned quite a bit already, whenever something has happened, be it, say, a bushfire, a flood, a pandemic, an earthquake, the Queen is always there to send a message of strength
and hope
and we're able to get through this whole thing.
Exactly.
Because look how many things I've been through in a way.
Yeah. And not that she's seen.
That's right.
And she's had to lead countries through.
That's right. You know, this is not something we can't get past.
No.
And when she has passed away, I think it's a great loss in that sense that now those types of messages won't be there anymore.
Like, not to cheapen her in any way, but I've seen a lot of posts from friends of mine saying, this is like your grandma. Because she's been there for so long and she's been that reliable matriarch, if you will.
That's right.
And she's like that grandma of the family who's always there. And this is just such a monumental moment for the world, really. So,
13 10 09, if you want to have a chat about it, if there's anything you'd like to, I guess, talk about.
Yeah, because sometimes you might feel a bit weird talking to your friends about this because maybe you are a bit of a royal fanatic, if you will, and not many people understand that. You would just want to get your thoughts, your feelings on air. That's what we're going to do next.
Yeah, 13 10 09, if you just want to have a chat about the whole situation.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Of course, very sad news this morning about the Queen passing away, if you haven't heard.
96 years old.
She had a good innings.
Years. 70 years on the throne.
Yeah.
Incredible work from her.
Incredible life that she lived as well. The things that she saw through the journey.
Mm. And she helped people through as well.
Yeah. She's, hundreds of charities she was involved with. Hundreds. Like, I know that that was sort of her
part
job.
Part of her job, but at the same time.
It's still a lot.
To have that work ethic, to have that empathy as well. It's not easy, especially for 70 years.
Yeah, that's like, right.
Most people would probably work for maybe 35, 40 years of their life.
Yep.
70?
Is
wow.
Unbelievable.
In that particular job too. Very high pressure.
Yeah, that's right. High pressure. And that is something people don't remember.
No. So we're going to the phones on 13 10 09. How are you feeling this morning with the news?
What are your thoughts on the whole situation?
Yeah, we're going to Katie. Hey, Katie.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you feeling with this news this morning?
Look, I'm a little bit in shock. However, you know, New Idea and Woman's Day, they've been reporting all these crazy headlines. So it's something that we've been aware of that could happen for so long. And, and here it is. It's wild. Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things where she has had to pull out of so many events in the last 12 months or so due to her health, the Jubilee.
Yeah, that's right.
Being one of them, so many events in that she had to pull out of. But it's one of those things where you do know it is coming. It is. But when the day hits, you don't know how to feel.
That's right. I mean, the whole thing is just, I guess it's a difficult time for a lot of people because they'll be considering all of the impacts that she has throughout the time.
You've got a little one as well. How are you going to explain this to her? Because the Queen would have been...
I said to her this morning, because she's, you know, princesses and fairy tales, so she's very much aware of the Queen. And I said to her this morning, oh, you know, some sad news, the Queen's passed away. Mm. And because I buy the magazines for my Oma, she's like, oh, so who's going to be the next Queen? Is it going to be her daughter, Anne, or is it going to be her son? Is he the king now?
And
so she was actually pretty aware of what was going on.
But,
but it's... Yeah, it's not so much a fairy tale, really, in real life. And it'll be interesting to see what happens now Charles is up there.
Exactly. Yeah, well, he's going back to, I think, Buckingham Palace today from Scotland.
God, that's right. Because, I mean, after there'll be, of course, all of the funeral and all of the processes that go involved in that. And then there's all of the, I guess, logistics of what happens next with, does he become king? What's happening?
Yeah,
basically.
Very interesting as well, because I know when Princess Diana passed away, there was no social media. So there's no social media coverage of that event.
Mm.
Now, it's different.
Yeah, I never thought
very
about
different
that.
Landscape. So it'd be interesting to see how things... I've seen different news articles already of like, oh, what was her secret wealth like and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, let her be for a bit.
Yeah.
Very raw for a lot of people.
That's right.
Back off. Just let her... and respect her, and like, as we're doing, opening the phone lines for people to talk about her.
That's right.
I don't think it's right to start the gossip, because we know places, I'm just putting it out there, like Daily Mail or maybe news.com.au, they're going to start the Meghan Markle stuff, they're going to start the feud stuff. It's going to happen soon. In all honesty, give it a break.
Yep.
Let her legacy shine through, at least, I'd say, for the next week.
That's a really reasonable request.
Yeah.
Will it be respected?
Probably not, but it should be. You know what? And if you see these articles, don't engage with them.
Yeah.
Don't give them the time of day. Let her legacy shine for at least a week, if not more, and show the respect that she deserves.
A great way to put it, Meg.
Yeah, well, hey, Love It or Loathe It up next, getting our thoughts on the daily topic, because obviously it's going to be a different topic, I think.
Yeah, look, we're still doing a show
here. We're still doing a show. We still want to keep it light and bright for today, but people, obviously this is the biggest story to hit us in a long, long time, so we'll keep covering that. But Love It or Loathe It on the way. I don't
care. New FM. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, the time of the morning where we get thrown a topic from producer Tyler, and we have to decide in 3 seconds whether we love it or we loathe it.
So
no fence sitting, no nothing.
You get the real deep feelings on how we feel on things.
What have you got for us, Tyler?
Crocs.
Three, two,
one, go.
Loathe it.
Loathe it. I know you love your Crocs. Absolutely. Get out of here. Get them in the bin.
I love Crocs.
I know you
also,
do.
Also, Charlie XCX has gone and dropped a very profound tweet that men who actively wear Crocs have BDE. She tweeted the other day saying, why have I only just discovered Crocs? And then she's retweeted that tweet saying, also, I feel like if you're a man who fully commits to Crocs, then you probably have a big D. That's just the vibe I get.
Okay, so famous men that wear Crocs. Justin Bieber. Now, we do know there are photos of him on an island, Bora Bora, wasn't it?
Yes.
Do the Crocs match the energy? I haven't seen the pics.
I haven't seen the pics.
You haven't seen the pics?
No, I haven't looked.
You haven't looked? Aren't you a massive fan of Justin Bieber?
I like his music. I'm not a fan of him looks-wise.
Tyler, have you seen the Bora Bora?
I've seen the pics,
okay,
yes.
Do
BDE?
Yes. Okay.
But also, too, Pharrell Williams wears Crocs. I normally wouldn't find Pharrell Williams all that attractive, but chuck a pair of Crocs on him, mate, and it does things to me.
I think he's a bit cute, but then you put the Crocs on him and then he
ruins it.
Lowers the score.
Okay.
I'm all for them.
I'm not a fan. I don't like them. I think they're ugly. Like, I wouldn't dump a guy for wearing Crocs, but... Oh, there'd be some serious conversations had in that household. Let me
Adam Sandler is also known to be
Crocs?
Wearing a Croc.
That doesn't even surprise
me.
You know who else loves them? Post Malone.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm not going anywhere near Post Malone.
Your mate, Crevo. I love them. I think they're great. And, like, Balenciaga have released it. Like,
yeah,
I've done a collab with Crocs. Yeah. Gucci. You can buy Gucci Crocs
now.
No. Like, they're actually fashion, you guys. You guys just need to keep up.
They are fashion. They're bad fashion.
I will stick to my Sarah Jessica Parker collection shoes. Thank you very much.
They're just as ugly too, Meg. You've confessed to that as well.
What? No, I'm wearing SJPs
now. No, not the SJPs. Sorry, the Oofuses.
Oh, Oofuses are ugly as sin.
Yeah,
but they're the most comfortable shoes known to mankind.
So I wear them out the house, but you know.
Hey, thank you, Tyler. You start.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Meg and Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking. Everything.
The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
All right, McDonald's superfan has eaten 32,000 Big Macs. Guess where he proposed to his wife, Meg?
Oh, my God. Hungry Jack's?
Now, let me just describe this fella for you.
Yeah, sure.
Looks like he cuts his hair himself.
With a bowl over his head? Or,
yep.
Yeah, okay.
Sort of the wide glasses. Mutton chops.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And not as overweight as you'd expect.
Well, for 32,000 Big Macs, unless he's only eating Big Macs like once or twice a day and that's all he's eating, maybe.
It's pretty much all he eats, I think.
Mate.
He's been eating them for 50 years. Anyway, we're going to get into the details more in just a moment because this is a story that must be heard to be believed.
All right, we'll get into the details of the 32,000 Big Macs this guy has eaten over 50 years.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
And this morning we find out about Don Gorski, who's a guy who's eaten 32,000 Big Macs throughout his life.
That's a lot of cholesterol. Can I just put it out there?
And it all started back in 1972 when he went to McDonald's in his hometown of Fond du Lac. Now, I've looked this town up, and it looks like a bit of a turd of a town.
Yeah, okay.
There's a lot of...
Macca's must be the hub the entertainment of that town.
Just to describe it for you, there's a lot of brown, half-occupied, one-story malls, and the sort of forgettable middle America that you wouldn't visit unless you were passing through.
Fair enough.
It's not a great looking place just from Google. But anyway, he went into this McDonald's on that day, ordered three for lunch, so he's a hungry boy.
Oh.
And he just liked them so much, he went back twice and ordered six more the same day. Now that's
a
man. That is a man who has found what he really likes in life. Anyway, he's found one more thing that he really likes in life because he's just proposed to his wife.
Oh, congratulations.
Now, fiancé, I should say.
Yes.
He did it not on some picturesque, rooftop bar or
picnic or something.
By the beach.
Yeah.
No. He said, let's go into the Golden Arches and get this thing done there. pops open the box. Mate. It's a Big Mac box.
We've got a nugget box. Yeah.
That's the sort of guy he is. Like I said before, looks like he does his own home haircuts.
Yeah, I just looked at the photo you sent through. Old mate. Yeah, mate.
Now, this story says, for a guy who eats about two Big Macs a day, Don is in surprisingly good health. And he puts that down to a mixture of active lifestyle along with not eating much more than his burgers.
I was going to say, it also says he skips the fries when he goes and the clincher, which is great. He did eat a Burger King Whopper once back in 1984 after a friend bet him to do it.
Then he used the money from the bet to buy more Big Macs.
Of course he did. That's a guy who hustles for what he wants, let me tell you.
He knows what he wants. And now, they say he's in good health, but has he ever had a cholesterol test or an X-ray? Because no. I reckon that little pipe that lets blood through to his heart would be very small
but
by now.
He's only eating one or two a day. When you think about it, that's not that much.
I guess calorie-wise, he might be within a healthy range if he does a lot of sports.
Possibly.
He's not as round as you'd expect him to be.
For 32,000 Big Macs. But that is over a lifetime. And if he's eating one or two a day...
Yeah. I guess it's a lot of meals and a lot of days when you add it all up, but it's still, damn, it's a lot of Big Macs.
That's true. I'm just curious because I know in Australia in particular, you can rent the meeting rooms for free. Do you think that's where the wedding's going to be?
Oh, no doubt. That'd be, or one of those.
And it's going to be one of those ice cream birthday cakes as the wedding cake.
I was going to say it's right next to the little playground, you know, that little room next to it. The other thing he said, for his birthday, he doesn't have a cake. He has a Big Mac with a candle in it. So I think that's what'll be the wedding cake.
That's a bit disappointing. Make him a cake in the shape of a Big Mac. Like, that'd be like me having chips and gravy as my birthday cake.
Oh, Meg, I think
like
this...
I would like it, but if I could have a cake that looked like chips and gravy, I'd be a bit more...
Even happier.
Yeah.
This guy is the king of disappointment, I'm going to say, so...
But you know what? He found love and I'm single.
That's so true.
Hey, Celeb or Pleb is up next. Producer Tyler has lined up an anonymous person on the phone. We're going to ask him a couple of questions. Suss out, are they a celeb or are they a pleb? We have no idea who's on the other line. So we're going to do that next.
Hey, little mama, yeah, you heard about me.
The Novos.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo. Megan Crevo.
New FM.
Celeb or pleb.
I love doing a bit of investigative journalism, if you will, asking a couple of questions to a random person on the phone to suss out whether they are, in fact, a celeb or a pleb.
That's right. We listen to the sound of their voice. Do they sound important? Do they sound like they're media?
Media trained.
Exactly.
Some people can sound media trained without any media training.
Naturals.
They watch
what you call
a lot
them.
Of media professionals. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, let's meet Anonymous. Hello, how are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Creamer, you want to start the first question?
I will. We'll jump right into this. First question, have you ever flown business class?
Yes, I have, yes.
Okay. So where was the location?
I've been lucky enough to fly to LA a few times and a little bit domestically when I'm lucky occasionally.
Okay, interesting. All right. Question two, what kind of car do you drive? Like what shape, sedan, four-wheel drive, etc.?
I've got a Jeep Cherokee.
Okay. Ooh, all interesting. Right.
That's a bit of a fun choice. I
like that.
Yeah, very cool. All right, next one. What's your ideal plan for a New Year's Eve?
Ideal plan for New Year's Eve. It would be very random. It would be, I would love for my wife to have a New Year's off working and we could actually hang out together and spend it with the kids and just go and watch the fireworks down on the beach. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that sounds perfect. That's perfect New Year's Eve, actually. All right, final question. Do you normally keep cash on you? Or you're a card-only kind of guy?
My closest friends always take the piss out of me all the time because I'm never carrying my wallet because it's always pay pass now. So
yes.
I never have my wallet on me and they always, take the mickey out of me. So
I'm the same, to be fair. It's not just you. Don't worry about that. I use my phone for everything.
Exactly. It's rare you get caught out now. So
well, you can have your license on your phone now. So why would you have a wallet?
Exactly.
That was always the reason before, wasn't it? The old license situation. Exactly. Oh, God, I have your license still. Not anymore.
No. Creebo, do you want to guess? Celeb or pleb? What are you thinking?
I think Tyler, producer Tyler, has thrown us a bit of a curveball.
Yes.
And I'm going to say...
Very well spoken.
I'm going to say a pleb, a regular person. Now, Meg, you have a guess.
I you know what? I'm going celeb today. I guess pleb last week and I got it wrong. So I'm going to go celeb today. Hopefully I get it right. Okay, anonymous reveal. Are you a celeb or are you a pleb?
Gee whiz, it probably depends who you ask. My kids would probably say pleb for sure. But no, I'm a full-time musician, so I guess...
Oh, interesting. Okay. Producer Tyler's lined up some audio. I'm going to play it. Because I don't want to talk. I just want to feel it. Spend a little time dancing on the scene. All right. Reveal yourself, my friends.
My name is Casey Barnes.
Hey.
Nice to be with you guys.
It is a pleasure. What an absolute treat.
What are you doing with yourself these days?
Quite a lot.
Yeah, you're not sitting on your laurels, that's for sure.
No, we're doing a lot of touring, obviously released a new album.
Yeah.
About to head over to America in a couple of weeks on tour. And, actually heading down, we're playing a show in Sydney tonight as well. So
oh, wow.
That's, it's keeping us pretty busy.
Tell me you're coming to Newark.
We played at the Cambridge?
Not that long ago, right?
Yes, and it was great. I love Newcastle. I really, really, enjoy coming down there. So we just played there, but... Hopefully we'll be back again soon.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
Well, live music is back. Good to see you on the road going over to America, holding the Australian flag up with pride. Love it. Thank you for joining Celeb or Pleb.
You're welcome, guys. Thanks for having
Cheers.
Me.
Cheers. How good was that?
What an absolute treat. How
Amazing.
Fantastic.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Creebo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as New FM.
Now we know, very sad day today, Creebo. Obviously the loss of Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, and we've certainly lent into it this morning and talked a lot about it because a lot of people are feeling a lot of stuff today.
And a lot of people are only just turning their radios on, hearing the news for the first time. They might not have seen it on social media yet. So very sad day, 70 years on the throne, 96 years old, done amazing things right across the world.
Most certainly.
Big thoughts to her family at the moment, her loved ones, anyone who is a royal watcher as well. And I know this is going to be a very hard day for them. I've got friends who are significant royal fanatics, and I messaged them this morning. I said, are you okay?
Yeah. Have a chat to them.
And
it might be not it might be not yourself, but you might know someone who will be really, really take this hard today.
You never knew the Queen, but she's been a part of our lives for so long. I can't remember a time without her because I'm only 33, so around for a lot longer than I've been here. But we're still going to keep the show going regardless.
You got to do light and bright as well.
Light and bright as well. We want to show respect to a great woman, but also we want to keep you having fun with us for a
Friday. That's right. We still need to have a smile and a laugh today because she wouldn't want it any other way.
No, she was a bit cheeky. A bit cheeky behind closed doors. So up next, Tank Toppers, my friends. Creebo.
Yeah, we've got free petrol up for grabs, of course. $50, $100 or $150, depending on how many of these trivia questions you can knock out.
How smart you are and how far you're willing to go.
That's right. If you get any wrong along the way, of course, you lose the lot.
That's unfortunate.
13:10:09, if you'd like to have a crack at winning some free petrol just in time for the weekend.
I love that idea. 13:10:09, we'll take your call.
Test your knowledge and fill the tank.
But don't get one wrong. This is New FM's $10,000.
$10,000 tank toppers.
Yeah, rough day for a lot, but the show goes on.
It does.
And we're still giving away free petrol. We're not crazy.
No.
$10,000 worth in total to be given away.
You can win your share of $150 of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Very easy.
This is the chance right now. Any questions you get wrong along the way, if you want to keep going, you lose the lot, though.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Brendan is in Thornton. Hello.
How you going, guys?
Hey, good. How's your Friday going with the sad news that's going around?
Oh, yeah, terrible news about the Queen.
Yeah.
We're keeping
the show going, keeping things going. Are you ready to win yourself $150 worth of fuel, potentially?
Yep, does.
Beautiful. Okay, the rule is I'm going to give you a question. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to answer said question. Get it right. $50 fuel card could be
all yours.
Let's get into question one. What was the very first Pixar movie?
Pixar Cars?
Oh no! It was Toy Story.
Brendan!
No.
So close. Far away.
You know what? That's out there.
Yeah, that's it. Simple as that. Hey,
chance to play right across the workday, though.
That's right. There's still so many more chances to win the free petrol. Don't be disappointed.
Yeah, what's the goss up next with producer Tyler?
We're going to do a little bit of an edition of celebrity tributes coming in for the Queen. Obviously, a very sad day, so we'll go through some of those.
All right, we'll do that next.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
I think it's safe to say today is going to be one of the biggest days in Twitter's history with tributes flowing in for Queen Elizabeth. Unfortunately, if you don't know, she has passed away, age 96. Tyler's in with some of the tributes that are flowing in from celebrities at the moment.
Yes, so many. Victoria Beckham, she's written, "Today's a very sad day, not just for our country, but for the entire world. I'm deeply saddened by the passing of our beloved monarch, Her Majesty the Queen." Obviously, Elton John, he was one of the first to take to social media.
I knew this was going to be the case too.
Yeah, sharing his thoughts, saying, "She will be remembered for her steadfast loyalty and service. She was an inspiring presence to be around and led the country through some of their greatest and darkest moments with grace, decency, and a genuine caring warmth. She has been a huge part of my life from childhood to this day, and I will miss her dearly."
He's been so close to the royals over the years. This would be a very heartbreaking day for him, I think, as well.
No. Gordon Ramsay also paid his respects. Yeah. Turns out he isn't all that evil after all.
Yeah.
saying, "You will be so missed, a truly remarkable woman who gave so much to us all in Great Britain and worldwide. So humble, selfless and giving. Someone who made such an impact on us all over her decades of service. Rest in peace. Rest in perfect peace, Your Majesty."
Aww.
Jesus.
It just hits you. Like, when you're hearing the people of that, like, he's probably cooked for her before, I would assume.
Almost certainly.
You know,
at some
like,
point.
It's just, it really is heartbreaking. I had a message before saying, I'll just read it. It came through on my Instagram not too long ago. Sorry, Creep. I'll open this up.
I've got more here too. Ozzy Osbourne, he said, "With a heavy heart, I say it's devastating, the thought of England without Queen Elizabeth II," which is also, you know, like you said, Meg, earlier, you haven't really known life without the Queen around or on the TV or, you know, visiting maybe Sydney or Newcastle or wherever that may be. So
yeah, well, I got a message from Shelley on my Instagram before saying she was the grandmother we all didn't meet, but we knew she was watching. And that's how I felt. That's how I think a lot of people would feel as well.
I think a lot of people, like you said, have seen her in that sort of role, especially in, you know, the last, say, couple of decades.
Mm.
Because early on in her career, she was, the young woman who was the stateswoman in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And now people have seen her as this sort of figure who has so much wisdom.
Mm.
And I think a lot of knowledge that's been lost with this as well.
I think a lot of it as well coming from Princess Diana's death in the 90s.
Yeah.
She really took over that mothering role to a degree of the boys, of William and Harry.
Yeah.
She was that person that they had to go to from then on.
Because, like, in your life as a person, you know, when you're young and as an adult as well, you still have questions and things you want to run by someone.
Mm.
And you can imagine for those two boys, she would have been that person
and
a lot of times.
And the wisdom she would have had given her profession, her worldly profession, her advice would be top-notch.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
The best tweet I did see so far was from Stephen Fry. He posted a tweet that I think the whole world over will resonate with. All it said was, "Oh dear, oh my, oh heavens, bless my soul, oh Lord, oh heck."
And that's the kind of response you'd expect from Stephen Fry.
It's
such a monumental event.
Yeah,
it's changed the world.
A woman to be celebrated, though.
Definitely.
Absolutely. The world is absolutely not the same place today as it was yesterday.
That's right.
With her gone.
Yeah.
And it never will be the same.
Yeah, and a lot of things, you know, to learn from her as well.
Absolutely. We know that Charles will be taking over, King Charles III. I don't know what the actual
process is.
That'll happen over the next few days. Obviously, he needs time to grieve. He's just lost his mum. So it'll all come out in due course, I guess. But
no doubt.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help De Novo's. Local as. New FM.
And right after us, 105 commercial free with producer Tyler. What tunes do we have coming up?
Meg's favourite band.
What? Yes.
Why do you do this to me? Like,
absolutely
superb. I thought
superb.
We were friends. And, yeah.
Love
sharing
it.
Sharing up that friendship certificate, that's for sure.
It's a term of endearment, Meg.
Yeah.
Love it. Thank brand you.
Next song, please.
Brand new Joel Corey and Becky Hill.
Oh, this, my friend. I love Becky Hill.
June.
I love her voice. Everything about her, she's stunning.
Yeah, it's great. Also, one we haven't heard in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Baby Rexha.
It's been enough time.
It's been a while. So you guys, only block of ad-free music, 105 minutes commercial-free coming your way after 9 o'clock this morning. Can I just say, the NRLW Knights smashing it. Absolutely smashing.
So like, exciting.
It's just incredible how well they've been playing this season. And we are talking to Romy Teitzel next from the women's side for the Newcastle Knights. Talk about everything that happened this season. I think it's finals next week.
It's getting close.
Which will be very exciting. So,
cool. So
we'll get all the details on that.
Megan Crevo.
It is safe to say the women's side for the NRL Knights smashing it this year.
Oh, isn't
so good to see.
Isn't it absolutely fantastic?
The way they play, the way they communicate with each other is incredible. And we have one of the superstars on the phone right now, Romy Teitzel. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure.
Seriously,
is
this season has been incredible. How's it been for you, like on the team?
Yeah, so good. Hey, obviously I was a part of the team last season and no one wants to end a season like that without winning. So to rebuild and come back and start the season the way we have is pretty spectacular, and it's a good journey to be on, that's for sure.
With so many wins under your belt, what's the morale been like?
Yeah, really good, and I think that all started in the pre-season. A lot of the girls that came into the team this season obviously come with a lot of experience and leadership, so I think that's built the team and a huge part of like what we are at the moment, and as we move forward into the end of the season, I think that they're going to be pretty important.
Of course. Now, you played in Queensland in the past, and then you've come to Newcastle. How's the difference, I guess, been, and how are you enjoying living here?
Yeah, look, Newcastle definitely isn't a bad spot to live, I can tell you that. Plenty to do. All the beaches are so beautiful, and the town's like a big country town vibe, I think. And
yeah.
I live in Townsville, actually, up in North Queensland, so I find it very similar, the way that the town runs and how supportive the town is of the rugby league in particular. So absolutely loving my time here in Newcastle, and a beautiful place.
I was going to say, how have the fans reacted to you coming from, like, Queensland?
No, they love it. They love anything about us playing for Newcastle. I think it doesn't matter where you come from. Everyone around here knows how passionate the Knights fans are, so they embrace you, and when you're winning, things are even better.
Well, you are unbeaten this year, but also this Sunday you're taking on the Roosters, who are also unbeaten. This is going to be incredible. What's the preparation been like?
Yeah, this is a huge game. I think it's being built up a little bit.
No pressure.
Yeah, and obviously we have a few of the girls that have moved from the Roosters to the Knights this season.
Yeah.
So coming up against your old club's always a special one. And I think, especially after they won the premiership last season, it's going to be a great battle, and we're very excited to do it at the brand new stadium at Allianz.
Wow, this is just going to be so exciting. We're wishing you, of course, all of the luck that we can.
Especially with finals next week.
Yeah,
bring
that's
it home,
right.
Bring it home for us. We
fingers crossed,
it.
Toes that's crossed, legs crossed, all of that stuff. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. We really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Romy Teitzel from the NRLW Newcastle Knights. How exciting. It's been so great to watch them just kick ass this year.
I know. What a
it's
superstar.
Been so good.
And what a team of superstars that they're in and amongst.
Everyone has said when they watch the girls play, it's just, it's a different energy, because it's like, there's no animosity.
No.
They're all so happy to be on the field playing against each other. There's no, Yeah, it's just, it's a different vibe.
It's
and a good vibe.
Fantastic to watch. Fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, on the other side of this, some new developments have come out of, obviously, the Queen's passing that happened this morning, that Prince Charles is no longer Prince Charles. He is now officially King Charles III.
Wow, it's all happening very quickly,
very quickly,
isn't it?
Very quickly indeed. We'll get the details on the other side of this.
Megan Crevo. The Novos.
It's obviously a very sad day and an interesting day in other ways as well.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things are unfolding and changing
very
right
quickly.
Before our eyes. Yeah.
Now, in case you haven't heard, Queen Elizabeth II has passed away, unfortunately, aged 96, in Balmoral in Scotland. So her family are all there at the moment.
Yep.
But the things that are coming out of this already so quickly. So Charles is now king.
That's
already.
Right.
I didn't think this would happen so quickly.
He's become King Charles III.
Yep.
And, geez, that's fast, isn't it?
That's quick.
But I guess all of that is in the plan.
Yeah.
And this would have all been organised behind closed doors.
Of course. This would have been spoken about in detail.
In detail. Long, long time ago.
Years ago.
Decades
years ago.
Even, yeah, perhaps.
To see what's going on. So that means that Camilla is now the Queen Consort, which is very interesting as well. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, so William and Kate, they also take the Cornwall title. So now they are the Duke and Duchess of Cornwall and Cambridge.
Fascinating.
Something very interesting as well. So Harry and Meghan's children, so Lilibet and Archie, they are now Prince Archie and Princess Lilibet.
Isn't that fascinating?
Interesting.
And all of these things are just like click over like cogs in a wheel.
Yeah.
And this is how, I guess, the process of all this happens.
Mm.
And there's still
other
more
questions.
That's right. Still more things to be answered. And I'm sure all of this will come out in due term or due course. We were just talking off air before about coins and cash.
Yeah. Because
here in Australia.
Yeah.
But also over there. Yeah. $5 note, for example. Are all your coins, pretty much.
Pretty much. She's on the back of all of them.
Do we redoing them?
Yeah.
Are we just hanging on to what we got?
What do we do there? Queen's birthday, you know.
Celebrations, public holidays,
things like that.
Do they just change the date? Is it just change the name?
Do they change it to King Charles?
That's right.
Now, who knows?
King's public holiday. Don't know.
King's public holiday might be a bit different.
That's right.
But these are these things that, like, you don't want to think about, but they affect day-to-day life to a degree.
That's right. It's the, I guess, the administration and nuts and bolts of an event like this, which there's so much of. And you get these days in radio, in the job that we do, where profound things happen.
And we don't know things that you don't know either.
That's right.
We're finding it out as you are. So it's very hard to keep up with as well, with the information that comes out.
So, of course, our excellent newsroom will continue to do the work that they do and bring the information as it comes to our hands. But overall, just before we close off the show, it is a sad day.
It's a really sad day.
And there will be people in your life who maybe really take it hard.
Yeah, so this might affect them more than you think it would. So if you think it might, reach out to them. Ask them if they're okay. I know Are You Okay Day was yesterday, but
there's an
ask
element
the question
of that
today, because it is, as someone said, Queen Elizabeth was like our grandma that we never met.
That's right.
Because she's been in our life for so long, but she's been looking over us for 70 years. You know, it's a really sad day. Most of the world doesn't know a world without her.
Isn't that so true?
Which blows my mind. She's been on the throne for 70 years. Anyone who is under the age of 70 hasn't known a world without Queen Elizabeth.
And I just, like, from a personal perspective, I'm not necessarily a big royalist.
Neither am I.
But I do, I am really sad about this.
Yeah.
I think she's been such an extraordinary person, and we've lived through an amazing piece of history that's sort of been like accompanied by her.
When are we ever going to have another person on the throne for 70 years?
May never happen.
Probably not. Not in our lifetime.
And on that note, I think that's a wrap.
I think that is a wrap. 105 minutes commercial free. On the way with Tyler.
This is not very fitting, but a bit of Dorf on the way. Oh.
Yeah, well, you know what? We do need something, I think, to bring a bit of, bit of fun to today.
I'm still going to try and bring those Feel Good Friday vibes, you know?
Absolutely.
It's still Friday.
Yeah. It is still Friday.
And people still going to work.
Exactly.
We still need got jobs to do.
Exactly. Exactly. The world, unfortunately, does go on.
Yep.
But we will be paying respect to Queen Elizabeth today, for sure.
Throwing it back with some Anastasia as well. And I wonder if you
know. Everyone loved her, like, coloured glasses, like Bono from
YouTube.
I had
a pair of those when I was a kid.
I bought a pair alongside this very single at Morissette Mega Markets back in the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Isn't that a throwback?
Right?
And what I would call one of the best one-hit wonders of all time.
Yeah, he didn't do much, did he, Sal Bachman?
No, that's it. This is it.
Oh, one song.
For him. Hey, as we said, reach out if you know someone's struggling today with the news. We will catch you later. Have a great weekend, guys.
See you Monday.
Bye.